the same. So love is simple. Yes, we can change. Mend our brokenness. Heal the world, disease and pain. Will you turn your head and walk away and pretend you don't see there's an outcry in the universe for all humanity? We're all human. We're all human. We're all human. Ooh, yeah. I've been a victim of systems, but I learned to play by the rules. Almost lost my identity by the isms of abuse. Position and power, so misused, yeah. Generational ignorance, it's been told as truth. So tell me, will you turn and walk away and pretend you don't see? When I hear an outcry in the universe, we're all human. We're all human. We're all human. Ooh, yeah. Yes, inequalities still do exist, yeah. But a change will be a if we dare persist, yeah. And if we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything, yeah. Let's stand for love. That's what we believe, yeah. Will you turn and walk away and pretend you don't see? Let's get it all out in the open. Let's have that talk, what you wanna know. Yeah, I turned some pages, got no regrets. Cards on the table, I settled all my debts. I cleaned up my mess. Trying to find my way to you. I was living, burning. Baby, I was hurting. Now I'm only burning for you. And baby, I've got no secret or to hide. As imperfect as I am, never tell you lies. I wish I knew your way back
We're all human,
and
Welcome to Every Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Maze Santiago. I'm here with my co-host, Jay Reeves. And today we have a special guest, Alex Harris. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Maze. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, man. Keeping well.
So how's your year been for you? I know it's been a lot for everybody this 2020 year. How you been maintaining everything?
Man, you know, it's like you said, it's been a roller coaster to say the least. It's been really, really great though, as far as after I got over the fear factor, as I think most of us, was certainly not knowing, living in uncertainty and listening to everything else, and then I was able to find good, and through getting in my creative space, and I guess I could say giving birth to the records that are coming out on the EP. So I'm really super excited about that, and things are great right now, and I really appreciate and grateful for even those things that seem pretty horrific. If we really take time to look at it, we can hopefully find good. I was able to find good, and that's how these songs are here today. Hello?
Okay. I have a question for you. Are you located in Tampa, Florida?
Yes.
Okay. And could you tell me, are you originally from that area, or you just kind of relocated
No.
there?
No, I'm actually, I relocated here. I'm from a little town called Manchester, Georgia, a little town outside of Atlanta, about an hour and a 15 minutes outside of Atlanta, and 30 minutes from Columbus, Georgia. So definitely from the Red Clay Hills of Georgia, but I came here to enjoy the sands of the beaches. And the palm trees.
Yeah, me and my co-host, we were both originally from the area, so it was kind of cool when I saw that you've been there for quite some time now, and but it kind of threw me off because my family, I have my family's Harris's, so it kind of, I was like, wait a minute, let me find out, it's my cousin, you know.
Hey, you know, we all related, man.
Yeah.
In one way or another, yeah.
Yeah, so could you tell us about your musical influences? Because you have such a rich, soulful voice that we typically don't get to hear that much anymore. Everybody kind of, you know, with the, you know, like the auto-tune type of voices now.
And the crooning.
So coming across you and hearing your voice, and it's so rich and soulful, kind of reminiscent of those old soul days, like Otis Redding type of voice. So,
I receive that as a compliment, because Otis Redding, one of many of the soul artists, but that I'm influenced by, including Al Green and Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, Pastor Shirley Caesar, quartet groups like the Soulsters and William Johnson and the Keynotes, because I grew up with my father is a pastor, and so my siblings and I, which I have seven, five boys, three girls in our family. So, that's what we grew up listening to, gospel music, and then later you can't be in the South and don't get introduced to the blues and all that cool stuff. So, it's really has. The experience, my personal experiences, what I hear, and I believe that what's from the heart and soul, and that's authentic, will reach the heart and soul of others. And so it's not for me about mimicking or being inspired and just doing it. It's about my experience to come through my music. And so I'm really grateful when I hear people like you talk about how it's reminiscent of it, but also you can feel it, and it feels real and feel great, because that's where it comes from, a real place.
Right.
Singing my truth.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's so, it's one of those type of voices that really pierces your soul, like, you know, and it's a couple people out there that still have, you know, we still have those type of voices that are rich and soulful like that, but it's very rare these days that we get to hear artists come, and you can hear that musical church influence. That's really some of the best singers in the genre, pretty much have come out of the church. And into the R&B world, so you could definitely hear that richness and the soulfulness of the church coming through, especially on the single "Rolling." I mean, the way you started that out is just amazing. Do you write all your own material, or are you?
I do write a lot of my majority of my material that I perform. However, I'm never. One to say, oh, I just write all my stuff and just kind of dismiss anybody else. Yeah, I entertain and I just sing music that I can connect with. Whether it's a classic song, which is a song such as "Cry to Me" on the EP, that's a classic, man. It was Solomon Burke, Freddie Scott was the first one to record it. So I just enjoy performing great music and music that I can connect with or relate to in some way or another, and to share that music, because at the beginning, middle, and end of the day, it's about great music and allowing the frequencies of that to really raise our vibrations to something positive, love, hope, healing if need be. And so that's where I am.
Wow. And there was a version of "Cry to Me" that was sung by I can't remember her name, but she was a part of the Caravans, and she sang it as well. And that's the first time I was introduced to the song. I didn't know. Is it the same version? I mean, the same song that Bob Marley had covered?
Oh, it was "Cry to Me." That was in "Dirty Dancing" that Solomon Burke did.
Yeah.
When you're crazy, leaves you all alone. Is that one?
That's good.
Yeah.
And so, being in the music industry now, have you come across any artists that you would like to work with? Like saying, like your top five, you know, collaborations of your career that you would say kind of solidify your dream?
Yeah. You know, I like great musicians, and great meaning that people who really are true to the art form itself, and songs that I can relate or connect with. So a lot of them. So we'll be here from this time till tomorrow or next week. There's so many artists that are great that I would love to, that I've heard of over time. But a couple of people that come to mind immediately, I would love to do something with her. I would love to do something. Even with Beyonce, it's a song that she did. It was more like a ballad, and it was really soulful a couple of records ago, and love it. So, the names can go on, but I would even love to do something with Al Green.
Oh, wow. No, I can hear
that. Yeah, so, I think. You know, it'll be interesting combination, and so I'm always interested in venturing out and doing really cool stuff. So yeah,
you just got me there, because when you said Al Green, and I was trying to figure out some of the tones in your voice and what it was reminiscent to, and then when you said Al Green, I was like, there it is, I can hear that. Have you ever covered any of his material before?
Like live, but not recorded. But you never know, man. You're doing a lot of cool stuff. You may just hear something come out that is a tribute to the Al Green soul sound. So just keep your ears open. But
yeah,
I love his music.
Nice.
I love Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, James Brown. I mean, you name all of the greats, man. Who are the foundation of pop music culture today, those individuals, Louis Armstrong, Cab Kelly, all those guys are just phenomenal.
Right.
Yeah,
I could hear you singing "Lay Your Head on My Pillow." I could literally hear your voice. I could hear that. Yeah. That's crazy. Can you give us an insight about the new project that comes out October 9th? The EP Frequency, right?
Yeah, so Frequency comes out October 9th, and I'm super excited about it because we put our heart and soul into it. It was birthed, as I said earlier, during the pandemic, specifically the lockdown, you know, wondering how we're going to continue to do the music and, you know, just assembling a lot of the material that we have worked on over time and putting it together and writing some new material as well. It's a really the title Frequency, I think, says it all. It's all about how the music frequencies, which I believe music is one of the most powerful of the universe, and how it really speaks and impacts and influences our each individual's frequency, our emotions, that how we can connect. And the music, if we connect with it or allow ourselves to become connected with it in whatever way that is, it can inspire us, you know, it can heal us, it can give us hope, it can really take us deeper in love, or, you know, in so many different ways. And so this EP, the 6-song EP, really is going to, it addresses social justice with humanity, which you just played, and we talk about Roland and Fall In For You. Feel Some Kind of Way, Cry to Me, Entangle. I mean, it's a fun record. It's a record also that makes you just kind of sit and listen. It's a song you can rock to, you can dance to, you can chill to, with your significant other, man. I'm so excited about it. So if you like soul music and you want to feel something really cool and unique and great, great production, work with great producers, others that work with me on it, and it's the EP you want to download and stream, which is going to be available on all platforms on October the 9th, and on October 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern, I'm streaming live and performing live an album release party. So on YouTube, just go to YouTube and put in the search engine Alex Harris Frequency. And the live stream is going to come up. You can set your reminder. It's going to be fire. We're going to have a great time.
So it's going to be like a live concert, basically, of the...
Live concert of the...
Of the album.
The live performance release party, yeah. And I'll be chatting afterwards with people, so...
Okay, we'll definitely check that out.
Definitely
be on the radar.
On social media. Yeah, man, it's going to be great. Start a watch party, you know, get some popcorn or whatever you do, drink, you know. I don't know. Do whatever you do and just enjoy, man. We're going to have fun.
And just before we go, can you give us a little, like the ACT, you run the ACT, you started the ACT. Can you give us a little insight about that?
Yeah, because man.
Because we both Florida boys, so definitely would love to visit, and if we possibly could in the near future do like a live interview or something there in the area with you.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate that, man. I appreciate it. So ACT is an acronym for Arts Conservatory for Teens. And what the organization or the foundation does is we utilize the arts as a catalyst to help underserved, underprivileged young people learn or find their way. And so we teach acting and dancing and so on and so forth, pretty much every genre in performing and fine arts. So from visual arts of painting, sketching, to hip hop, dance. And we are great teaching artists to do that. But also one of the main focus is preparing students for life beyond high school, and so that entails high school graduation, and really getting them ready for the workforce and college prep for those that want to enroll into college. And so 100% of our students who've come through our organization since we started, they've graduated from high school with a diploma, 100%, and 90% of those students have gone into higher education institutions. We're talking about students who come from low-income communities. A lot of times they're the first wanted to go to college. Probably about 98% of those students were the first one to go to college in their families. Feel real great about that. Those are the things that inspired my siblings and me, and so I am definitely a huge advocate of education and of great music and great energy. And to me, that's all. Those are elements, are branches of soul music, right? So that has to do with the spiritual enlightenment of the human experience. And so I really am huge into that. And we got students who have graduated from our organization and gone on. They're on Broadway. They're working with major television productions. Some are entrepreneurs at the local level or teaching in school or working in law enforcement or listening to the military and Navy. So really, really great that I was able to get that organization started with my business partner and our founding board members.
And
I really like the idea behind the organization because it's just, I feel like now, especially since, you know, the school systems have been trying to get rid of the arts because they don't feel like it's necessary. I feel like this is probably a really good way to combat that.
Yeah, you know, it has been. We've been able to actually partner with the school board here. Our intention was when starting it, my team and I, was how do we really, you know, fill that void, and especially in those communities where there are very little resources. You know, you go to some of the most affluent communities, even if they don't have the arts
right.
in their school, which most of them do, they have access to send their students to France and to, you know, New York and L.A. So when we started, we started sending our students from these low-income communities to Ireland and to New York and California and wherever there were summer intensives to work with professionals who had world-class experience. And so it really changed the perspective, which in turn impact the trajectory of the students who are enrolled in organizations. So we partner now with the school board, serving over 2,500 students every year. And this is what I consider a model of what we can do as a community when community comes together in partnership with some of the elected officials, stakeholders, parents, and faith-based organizations and school board. And we've really worked, my team and I, to make that happen, to create this model. And in the future, we see this being accessible to many other places around the world. So that's the vision, man.
That's amazing.
So for now, it's in Hillsborough County?
Yeah, right now it's in Pinellas in Hillsborough and Pasco County.
Wow. That's amazing. And to be from the area and know that we have something like that in the area, that's pretty amazing. The ACT to be right there in our community.
Yeah.
You guys, you know, does the ACT teach like singing, music, and different type of workshops like that?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. We have recording production. Well, we also teach songwriting and how to utilize, even now in the virtual space, we're not meeting in person, but we're 100% online. So they're learning even DJing and how to do their business. So they learn also the business elements because we teach the art of entrepreneurship, the art of money management in partnership with some of the local banks and their programs, the art of healthy living with some of the health professionals on how to really align mind, body, soul. We have a whole character principle in place so that students are learning the principles that they can reference as they matriculate through school and also just being in the neighborhood. So on how to practice commitment, how to practice respect, how to what integrity means. Some of them never thought of the word. Certainly have not even engaged or thought of what it actually means. So introducing the words and integrate it into our curriculum. And so it's not just about learning how to strum a guitar or play a piano or sing a note or kick your leg or stretch or whatever, a stroke of paintbrush, but it's a holistic approach to, you know, teen development as they are growing into adulthood. And so that's where we partner with the families and with communities and able to provide that out of school time element that really focus on ensuring that no child is left on the margins of society because early socioeconomic status is what it is at the lower end of the spectrum.
Yeah. And where can, you know, the listeners, if they have some young people that they would like to sign up or get some information, where would they go to do that?
Yeah, man, they can just go right online, ARTS Conservatory, then FOR14s with an S .org. So ArtsConservatory14s.org. Registration information is there. Social media handles are there. And just connect with us, man. I have a great team. We'll definitely get you connected with some of the best teaching artists. We have a global learning. We have professionals from all over the country who are going to be participating as masterclass in November 9th through the 10th on our virtual visiting Creators Week. Folks from Broadway, models, actors, producers, you name it. Dancers are going to be presenters, and students will be able to learn firsthand from some world-renowned professionals, you know, who are young and on fire and cool. And so it's really able it's an access that we're providing to enable the students to really excel to their fullest potential, whether it's academic, emotional, and just professionally. So really super excited, man. Because I wish, even though we had a great childhood, but something like this in my community would have been like next level stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen some places that had stuff like this when I was growing up, and I've seen like some communities where artists came back into the communities and introduced like a recording studio for the youth to come in and write songs and do things like that. And I always was so envious. I was like, man, I wish they had this somewhere where I was growing up, just to be in, you know, a part of some type of musical creation, and, you know, express yourself through music and stuff like that. Just an outlet for something like that.
Yeah, man, it's definitely a blessing. So yeah.
Once again, the EP drops October 9th. Frequency is the title. And once again, could you give them all your social media handles and where to find you, and also for the live concert that's going to be on YouTube?
Yes, sure. So I'll make it easy for everybody. You can follow me on any of the social media handles or all. If you go to my website, alexharrisofficial.com, that's A-L-E-X. Harris is H-A-R-R-I-S. Official, OFFICIAL.com, AlexHarrisOfficial.com. And there you can find my Twitter handle, my Instagram handle, my Facebook handle. And that's, keep it very simple. Frequency, the live stream album release party, virtual party, where I'll be doing the live performance of the EP that's being released on Friday the 9th. It's going to be The party is going to be Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on YouTube. I'm streaming live from YouTube. So just do the search engine. You can subscribe to my channel, set a reminder because you don't want to miss it. And yes, you can copy and paste the link and do a watch party on social media, or you can just go to my social media and find the event and say going there, and then you can just easily give you a reminder and we can all watch and have a great time. So it's going to be fun. So don't want to miss it if you can.
Excellent. And definitely we'll be in touch and we'll be following you. I think I've already followed you on social media, and we'll definitely try to link back up in the near future. Maybe we could get a tour of ACT and, you know, check things out and, you know, in a live interview and catch up with the music and see where you're at with the music. And, you know, couple months or so.
Oh, for sure. I would love that. We'd love that.
Yes, sir.
We'd love that, man. I appreciate the support. And like you said, you guys are home folks in Florida. I consider this my home now. I've been here a little while. And so thank you all for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Definitely. And we appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule and joining us today. And we'll definitely be checking out the live performance and the concert. So you'll see us in the comments, Mace and Jay. We'll probably right up in there listening, having fun, and vibing to the music. So once again, thank you for taking the time out.
Thank you, I appreciate it. And hang around for those that attend on Thursday. I'll be chatting with you after the performance.
There you have it, everybody. Enjoy your evening. This is Every Artist Podcast. I'm your host Mace and my co-host Jay. Everybody have a good night.
Thank you.
Let's get it all out in the open. Let's have that talk. What you wanna know? Yeah. I turned some pages. I got no regrets. Cards on the table. I settled all my debts. I cleaned up my mess. Find my way to you. I was living, burning. Baby, I was hurting. Now I'm only burning for you. And baby, I've got no secrets or to hide. As imperfect as I am, never tell you lies. I wish I knew your way back then when I was rolling in and out of love, trying to find my way to you. I was living, learning, baby, I was hurting. Now I'm only burning for you.
Don't let go.